Oh God, I feel stupid. I gotta tell you, I just went 15 minutes in and realized I wasn't recording. Oh, that tells you I've been drinking a little bit. Just a little, just a little. I had a few beers. I had 4 beers in the last 4 hours. I just rambled on for the last 15 minutes about my lawn. I guess half of you guys would care and everyone. I just made myself laugh. I just realized I was not recording. I just spoke for 15 minutes to myself. That's a good warm up, I guess. God. And to admit that too, I don't know how many podcasters have made that mistake. I don't, because you guys can literally just start recording, start over if you made a mistake and get into it. I can, I guess. I just, I'll admit to my mistakes. How about that? I'll admit to it. Yeah, I was talking about, so I rambled on. I have a front lawn, okay? So front lawn and back lawn. I don't have a side front, side left or right, because it's kind of a narrow space. I don't live in a very big place, but I live in a nice place. So it's still nice. It's just long stretched and over a property with just a 20-foot by 20-foot front yard and a 20-foot by 20-foot backyard. So I don't have a very big lawn. I was talking about my real mower. I have a real mower. I use my real mower. I use that because I like the way it cuts. I don't know about many people. If you use a lawnmower, a normal lawnmower, engine, gas powered, and everything, it's good. It still works. It does the job. But you may stress scratch. I can't speak. I love the alcohol. I got a bottle with me, but not alcohol. I grabbed some Mountain Dew. I'm not advocating for Mountain Dew right now. But yes, my yard, it's got the 20-foot by 20-foot, and I can make this so nice. But I have OCD. I got OCD. I don't know how many people have OCD or listening, whatever. Maybe you can relate. God damn. I'm just not on my game right now. You should have heard me earlier. The 15 minutes I rambled on thinking I was recording, I coughed like 3 times. And that's just from, I guess, smoking. I don't know. Don't smoke, kids. Excuse me. Anyways, let me drink some Mountain Dew. So I was talking about this moment I had with my lawn. I'm walking the lawn step by step. Every step I take on the lawn, this is my OCD. I could feel through my shoes, because I have sporty shoes on. You know, they're not too sporty. They're good shoes to go like running on, you know. So you can really feel that ground. You can really feel it. So I'm walking the lawn inch by inch. I could feel where the ground goes lower and where the ground goes higher. And I could see the lawn wants to be in the way it trims out, because I use the real lower, real lower. Ugh, I can't talk today. So I use my real mower, which is the old school lawnmower. I've always used it for years. And the real mower will cut the grass at a nice even level. I love it. Just like you get out of a normal mower, but with less stress in the grass, blah, 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 with all that. I know it does less stress in the grass because my grass has improved a lot over the years by using the real mower. And I say that because I've done years and years of using the gas mower and years of doing that. And I had patches and year after year of having to deal with when the summer hits, the grass can't handle the extra stress from the heat, blah, blah, blah. I realized the huge difference between the real mower and now. So I'm not advocating, once again, I'm not saying any company's names or blah, blah, blah. The real mower is a really good, it's a really good lawnmower when you have a small lawn. If you ever look it up, you want to look up reviews, whatever, Anybody with a large lawn will tell you don't do it because, hey, I will tell you don't do it. Real mowers are meant for smaller lawns. And the maintenance is like twice a week, sometimes more, because you're looking at a nice cut, happy grass, a happy yard on a nice cut real mower, because 3 days later, the grass is already coming back up real strong, real fast. So you're going to kind of hit it a couple times a week. On a normal mower, the stress is a little higher on the grass, so it won't kick out as much growth. But that meaning, you know, mowing once or twice a month, or sometimes more. I remember doing that, depending on the season, whatever, right? And so you have a situation using the lawnmower. Now, I bring all this up because I was talking about stuff in my little 15-minute rant that I did not know I was recording. I brought up also that I was kind of annoyed about little things, which I'm annoyed that I was OCD over the lawn. I've been that way since I was a kid. I got raised that way. And like I said, maybe some of you can relate. I don't know if I should have said that in my 15-minute of non-recording. But if you can relate, I have a father, a dad, who, when I was living with my family a long time ago, I mowed the lawn since I was 7. My dad said, you can push a mower, you can mow a lawn. And that was the start of my lawn mowing. Of course, in the beginning, I was horrible at it, and I did not know I was horrible at it until years later. When I got to the point where I realized, my dad started inspecting. Because at that point, my dad's like, you know, I'm 13 years old. He's like, now I'm going to inspect, because now you should know better. You know, he gave us some time and some lenience. some way. So, excuse me. Anyways, he got into this. Inspecting the lawn after I told him I'm done. You know, like you walk up to your dad, I'm done. You know, I'm 13 years old. I'm trying to think 13. I'm actually 34, but I'm trying to think back how I would have answered my dad. I'm done. I'm done, Dad. I'm done. Oh, I'm done with the mowing of the lawn. Come back, you know. I don't think my voice cracked that bad. When growing up, I was one of those lucky kids. They called me Deep Voice in high school because I had that voice when I was like junior high and high school. I was like, hey, guys, what's up? But I had these buddies who went, hey, guys, what's up? Anyways, go back. I digress. Okay. So my dad's like, I'm going to inspect after I told him I was done. He'd go out there and he'd check every corner, every in and out of that lawn. And the reason was because I was looking for the money. My dad said he'd give me $5. $5. That would give me, back then, that would give me like 2 boxes of donuts. And I can get like a couple of like stickers and stamps and whatever else I wanted off of that change. Maybe some skinny bars and stuff. I was a kid, you know. And so my dad would inspect the lawn edge to edge. And I remember he would always say while he was inspecting it, he'd always tell me, if I'm finding anything wrong with the yard, you don't get paid. And I will have to, he goes, and I will have to unfuck your mess up. So he'd always, he'd inspect corner to corner to corner to corner. He'd go out there. And I remember my heart would kind of jump a bit. Not all the time, but half the time I'd stand there and just go, really? But he'd always find something wrong. And a third, or I'd say half the time. So one third and a half doesn't make sense. I know. One's a three, one's a four. Anyways. So half the time he would tell me it didn't work out. And the other half the time he said it would be fine. Here's $5. You did a good. But my OCD, going back to my OCD, and that's why my dad would always inspect It always hits someone right behind me. Now, that gives me drive. Maybe not everyone here. I don't know about everyone else.
Teenagers.
I don't know. I don't know about everyone else.
Millennials.
I don't know, I'm just saying things. But these people out there who think they've done a good job, and I've seen people stand in front of me after I've been inspected. I'm talking about rounded edges, even down to the in between the plants, getting the weeds out, getting everything smooth out on the lawn, including highs and lows, you know, including where the soil and the sod sat too low and sat too high. We moved a tree. We took a tree, a full tree out of our yard to make the yard more flat. Like, that's how my dad is. My dad said that tree's got to go. My yard doesn't look that well. Now, he did have other trees in the yard, but they spanned on the outside. And one of these trees that he took out, and I removed most of it, which was in the middle, near the middle. But it caused a yard to go upwards, and that's what bugged him, not the tree itself. The yard would bend upwards in like a slight hillish towards the base of the tree, and that's what made him decide that he wanted the tree out. I tell you, it was down to the art. And I was raised that way. So when I saw other teenagers, even my own brothers, I got three younger brothers, even my own brothers getting down to where they were doing the yard work, they were doing it all. They were getting inspected. I would inspect them. They would get inspected by my dad. I would inspect before my dad, blah, blah, blah. I was trying to help him out, you know. It was one after another after another. So I've seen too many people, and I haven't done too many actual, I should get into it, yard jobs. I don't know what you call it, lawn maintenance. I think it's lawn maintenance. I should get into the lawn maintenance of work because the amount of detail my dad put me through. And I'll tell you this, my dad was one of those, he walks in the house, I walk out of the house. I knew he was coming home, I wouldn't be present right when he walked in. I would kind of give it some time, I'd walk back in, and I would stand around and see, kind of assess the situation, if he was in a good mood or a bad mood for that night. He had a long day of work. So it was one of those dads, you know. Wasn't abusive. My dad never raised his voice on us too much. And I say that with almost full clarity because he's very passive aggressive. But that also tends to make one person snap, you know. So he'd only raise his voice on us in the rarest occasion. Five boys. I can't blame him. Five boys. And he wanted that perfect lawn. Perfect. The way he raised me was, men do the labor work, and the labor work is outside. Women do the labor work inside. And that's how I was raised. And that's how my mom is. She took care of the laundry, the bed making, obviously their bed, making the bed, because I met everyone, every single one of us brothers made our beds. We made our own beds because we had to do that from day one. When I say day one, day one, I think when we became of age of understanding, as it folds out in my mind, the day I became aware of tying my own shoes, I was pretty much making my own bed at that point. And so it gets to the point where I can say I have OCD. Even though I don't know, maybe the doctor could say that. I don't know. I'm just saying it. I've never gotten it checked. Who knows? But The OCD comes from yard work or precision or the life around me, not me particularly. I can live with a stain on my shirt, like some mustard from a hot dog, you know, eating a hot dog or something. I can live with mustard on my shirt for a day. To the ends of the day, I can go, oh, there's mustard on my shirt, whatever. And wipe whatever I can off the mustard. There'll still be, you know, that little smudge. Little smudgy. But I can live. I'm a dude. I can live in the day. I can live the rest of the day out with a little smudge of mustard on me. I'm not that kind of OCD. But when I am OCD when it comes to yard work. I am OCD when it comes to the way a job works. And when I say that too, I can go right into how I show up to any job. And the first thing that comes to my mind is procedure. There is always a procedure to push into something else, right? You could be making dolls. Obviously, there's a procedure to it. Now, the obvious part, I want to stress the fact that there's the obvious word, and then there's the person who doesn't have common sense, which obvious and common sense go together. But the person without common sense and the word obvious don't. It's like a person that has no common sense doesn't know what obvious actually means. I've seen that too many times. And there's another way of saying it too. I forgot. But anyways, the obvious part, like making a doll. You'd start with your form, right? The procedure. You start with the form or the condition of which, as they would probably say, the condition of which, what is the purpose of this particular doll being made? Procedure starts obviously in that direction first. And then it moves on to the creation of the doll, which is in what form and functionality is this doll, blah, blah, blah. If you break it down, I've never worked a doll job before, but I'm already breaking it down and half of you guys probably go, yeah. Well, not even half. I don't know how many people make dolls. But there's a, yeah, that's common sense. But then you got the fuckers. If you asked a person to mow a lawn, they would do the dumbest things, miss the obvious line over, and we all know you go 1 inch over. And think cutting corners and what's weed eating and why, oh, I'll leave that weed there in the yard, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I don't see anything wrong with the yard. Oh, man. I got to get over it. I'm just talking too much about these lawn works. Half of you guys are like, what the fuck? I don't want to listen about a dude talking about his lawn. Am I OCD over it? You can already tell where I go with all this. But the point about the doll thing, I don't work dolls or never have, but I can already tell you and stress the fact that in procedure, it starts with the paper. You know, I can tell it starts with the paper and then it moves on to the actual everything else. When you tell someone to mow the lawn and they don't grasp the concept of it, I kind of look at them, guy or girl, I kind of look at them and go, I can't imagine anything harder than, easier than this. I almost said harder, but easier. I can't imagine anything doing anything easier than yard work. I can't. Having a baby, slightly harder than doing yard work. Having a baby, I never had one. I have a son out there. But I didn't deliver it. But I know procedure. I know how it's done. I can take it step by step from there. And the yard work, some people are just up in the air, lost. Anyways, I also want to point out my roommate, and I want to whisper,
Whisper it.
Oh, they're asleep. He's a dude who comes home from work 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I give him that, some credit. It's like almost on the spot. It's like 2:50. Between 2:50 p.m. and 3 p.m. he's home. We'll come home and look at the lawn. Who, he owns the place. I'm just the roommate. I'm technically the roommate. He's the lease. I'm the leasee, if that makes any sense right now, whatever the words are. And he goes, what's wrong with the yard? Nothing's wrong with it. It looks good to me. We don't have a bad lawn. I'm over here going, you got grass coming out of the edge of your yard. And I'm not exaggerating at this point. He's got grass coming out of the lawn at almost 3.5 feet. Let that sink in. From everything I just spoke of in the last 20 minutes. And I'm the one that's the roommate who showed up and I'm just paying a month. Nothing's wrong with the yard. What? We have a good lawn with 3 feet of grass that needs to be edged out. It's seeding. It's attracting flies even. Like, I'm noticing that. I know he hasn't, but he'll be around it. He'll hang out. And it's 3 p.m. He'll hang out, chill, relax. It's an evening. He's got 3, 4, 5, 6. The sun's getting lower now. 7, 8. 8-ish. The sun's gone. Those amount of hours to do something with the yard work. And he'd never owned a mower. Now, I get it. We're all raised with different backgrounds. But he was raised with a lawn in Washington State. Now, mind you, we're living in Utah now. We both lived in Washington State at one point in time. He lived there longer than me, and I lived there for 5 years. He lived up there with 4 acres of land. And I asked him, have you ever done your own lawn work? Was one of my questions. His response, yeah, I had my brothers do it. Well, can't imagine him inspecting that. Nor did he. He may have seen a worse lawn. So what he sees now is pretty good. So I'm taking care of it. And that's why I'm going off on lawn work right now. Because I'm investing on it a little bit. Having some fun with that. Please excuse my voice a little bit. It is a little harsh. I've been drinking. I was talking with the neighbors for a bit. I was out for 4 hours. 4 hours today. Yard work. Did more today in one day and cleaned up that lawn to the point where my neighbors noticed than my roommate has in quite some time. And he thought the lawn was perfect. There's nothing wrong with the lawn, he said. He said that with no mower and no weed eater. I bought the weed eater and a lawnmower. Anyways, I'll donate to him after I leave. Because I'm not going to live here much longer. But I will be living around here for a little bit. Long enough to take care of it. Maybe one winter. I'll be here for one winter. One more winter, should I say. I was here last winter, too. I was at a different location. We didn't have a lawn there. We had a condo and no lawn. Anyways. So. God. I feel like I just killed it. Anyways, I guess if I did, I'm going to go to bed early tonight. It is now 1 o'clock in the morning, and it is August 23rd, 2018. August 23rd, 2018. And I am going to sleep soon because I think it's the alcohol in me talking. Had a few beers. It was a good day. Taking care of the lawn. I deserved it. Trust me. Have a good night, guys.